Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, to begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet blog, or television station?
No.
Thank you very much. And are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Now, does anyone in your house, oh, I'm sorry. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. And just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American or American Indian, or mixed race?
African American, black.
Thank you. Now, we know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or will you probably not vote?
Definitely.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
64.
Thank you very much. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Thank you. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
Thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Do you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you. Generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Staying about the same.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African American community right now? You may choose up to two. We have stagnant wages and rising costs, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, rising crime and violence, Donald Trump getting elected president again, the lack of quality education opportunities, a lack of greater economic opportunities and jobs in your community, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, or cuts to the social safety net like Social Security?
I would say Donald Trump being elected again, because he would make sure that all of those rights are gone and white supremacy will increase in his country. So definitely him being elected, and then the Supreme Court as well. So I'd pick the Supreme Court and Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, let me know. The first one we have is Joe Biden.
90.
Cornel West.
50.
J.D. Vance.
0.
Project 2025.
Can I go below 0?
We just have 0 to 100.
0.
Thank you. Then we have Democrats in Congress.
75.
Thank you. Then we have Hakeem Jeffries.
95.
Kamala Harris.
95.
Donald Trump.
0.
And Republicans in Congress.
10.
Thank you very much. Now, we know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, let me know.
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
Oh, yes, yes, every day. I mean, the media is inundating us.
Yes, that was the next question. Would you say it's a lot, some, or only a little?
A lot.
Oh, but a lot. Thank you. And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
A lot less favorable. We have favorable to begin with, but a lot less.
We have somewhat less favorable and much less favorable. How should I record
much
your answer?
Less. Much mm-hmm. less.
Thank you. And before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few mm-hmm. more questions to go, but I believe this is the last section of the survey. Now, okay. I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president, 5 means that it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all a convincing reason to support her for president. You may choose any number between 0 and 10. The first one we have is Kamala Harris is focused on bringing down costs and making life more affordable for working families and seniors by lowering the cost of prescription drugs and stopping surprise medical bills or medical billing. I'm sorry. She will crack down on price gouging by big corporations and on the junk fees that companies mysteriously add on. We have to elect someone who has a plan to make our lives affordable again so we can get ahead.
Yeah. So 10 would be affirmative.
10 would be very convincing. 5, somewhat convincing. 0, not at all convincing. Any number between
10.
0 and 10. Thank you. Then we have, this November, we have the historic opportunity to vote for change. We have the chance to vote for Kamala Harris as not just the first woman to be president, but also the black woman who holds the highest office in the country. But Harris is more than just history, and this election is about more than just her background. Voting for Harris gives us a chance to take our country in a new direction and give voice to a new generation that's fighting for change and racial justice.
Definitely 10 again. Both are very convincing.
Thank you. Then we have Donald Trump says that he will appeal Obamacare, removing protections for pre-existing conditions and eliminating health insurance for millions of Americans. Kamala Harris understands how working families struggle to cover the cost of healthcare, and as vice president, Harris led a successful campaign to lower maternal death rates, helped reduce the price of insulin to $35 for millions of Americans, and helped pass rules to keep millions of Americans on affordable health insurance without being discriminated against because of pre-existing conditions.
That is also very convincing. I'll say 10 again.
Thank you. And last we have, in November, we have a simple choice. Kamala Harris, the prosecutor, versus Donald Trump, the convicted felon. Kamala Harris served the people as a young assistant district attorney, working her way up to Attorney General of California. She stood up for abused women and put sex predators in prison. Trump has had dozens of sexual misconduct accusations and was found guilty of sexual assault. Harris represented middle-class homeowners against abusive big banks, and she won. Trump was taken to court for housing discrimination. Harris has been taken down killed criminals like Trump her entire career. And with our support, she'll do it again in November to save our democracy.
Nine.
Thank you very much. Now, let me ask you once again, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, let me know.
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And let me ask you one final time. Now that we've talked a little more about the elections, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. Once again, use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. And this last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Very often.
Thank you. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Is it Twitter or X, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, or other? You can select up to 2.
Instagram, Facebook.
Thank you very much. Now, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Master's.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
And do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
Thank you. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more?
Never.
Every week?
Never.
Thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
I would say more than half.
More than half. And how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
And were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
Yes.
And were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
Yes.
And were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye.